Welcome to this month's edition of the Anger Coach Podcast, sponsored by AngerCoachOnline.com and the Anger Coach Online Affiliate Program, where distance learning can be profitable in more ways than one. The Anger Coach Show is produced by Population Ford and Dr. Tony Fiore, psychologist, marriage therapist, and anger management trainer. We encourage listener participation. Send all comments to drtony@angercoach.com. And now, Dr. Tony Fiore.
Hello, this is Dr. Tony Fiore. Welcome to the Anger Coach Show. In our latest series of blogs, we have been trying to teach you what research tells us as to how to tank a relationship if you really want to. Marriage researchers now know with a fairly high degree of accuracy, about 91%, which habits and traits predict marital success and which will probably destroy it. The first of these habits was that of being overly judgmental and assuming that there is only one way, your way, to do the thing that is bothering you about your partner, or there is only one way to interpret the bad behavior shown by him or her. The second habit that predicts divorce is that of handling anger poorly in your relationship, either in terms of being excessively angry or never standing up for yourself so that resentment builds. Now, for those diehards who still need more ammunition, we now present a third habit that should put you over the top. Habit number three that predicts tanking a relationship. Never ask your partner to meet you halfway on an issue of disagreement. Stated another way to put yourself in divorce court, never stand up for yourself, never give equal regard to your partner's opinion or viewpoint, never offer reassurances that you don't want to fight or attack, and never say, "Why don't we just solve the problem?" Why would an anger coach encourage you to stand up for yourself? Won't that cause more conflict? Yes, sometimes it will. But often you might be surprised at the change in behavior by your partner when you do stand up for yourself and insist that they take into account your viewpoints or opinions or feelings on the matter instead of being dismissive, bullying, or controlling. Now, standing up for yourself doesn't mean that you insist you are right and they are wrong. Rather, it means asking them to make room for your equally valid input around the issue. I'd like to repeat that. Rather, it means asking them to make room for your equally valid input around the issue. Let's take the case of Chuck and Letitia. According to Chuck, Letitia criticizes almost everything about him, constantly. In this instance, Chuck is doing the correct thing to try and influence Letitia's critical behavior in the future by saying, "Hey, I'm willing to listen to you, but I'm having a hard time because it feels like you've already decided that I'm wrong. Could you slow down a bit and tell me why you're upset?" Okay, but in the real world, what should he do if Letitia continues to be stubborn, uncooperative, or unrelenting in her attack? Well, Chuck does not want to tank his relationship, so he should use what marital therapist Dr. Brett Atkinson calls the offer and ask technique in response to warding off attacks by his highly critical wife, Letitia. So what's the offer and ask technique? Well, basically it means firing a warning shot into the air before pulling out the big guns in marital battles. To do this, Chuck might try something like, "Hey, I'm willing to work with you here, but it feels like I'm not getting it back. Will you work with me?" In the offer and ask tactic, you offer assurances by saying things like, "I'm willing to listen. I'm not saying that things have to be entirely my way. I'm not saying that I'm right and you're wrong. I care how you feel too, and I'm willing to work with you." And then you ask him or her to be willing to do the same thing by saying things like, "Will you work with me? Will you stop criticizing me and just tell me what it is that's bothering you?" To be effective, according to Dr. Atkinson, the offering and the asking must both be done in a calm but firm manner. You must make it clear that you are still willing to try and maintain a cooperative attitude, but only if your partner is ready to return cooperativeness. If that still doesn't work, you will need to go to lesson 4. Take your relationship by not taking a stand. Stay tuned. That's it for today. Be well.
The Anger Coach podcast has been brought to you by The Anger Coach and AngerCoachOnline.com, a distance learning program for individuals, the workplace, and couples. For additional products to manage your anger and enhance your relationships, visit our website at www.angercoach.com. Population.